The Trump administration announced today it plans to implement new rules that will increase demand for ethanol, reversing a decline caused by exemptions given to oil refineries. That proposal is after months of complaints by Midwest farmers, politicians, and the ethanol industry that the federal government's granting of waivers to refiners had violated federal law and forced some ethanol plants to close. The Iowa Department of Transportation has reopened a 10-mile stretch of Interstate 29 in western Iowa after flooding closed it last month. I-29 from exit 61 near Crescent to exit 71 near Loveland is now open. It's high school homecoming season in Siouxland. This weekend, West High School, South Sioux City High School, and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School are all celebrating homecoming with parades, football, alumni get-togethers, and dances. Bishop Heelan is now the oldest high school in Sioux City, opening in the fall of 1949. Last year, the school moved from the original building to a new structure across Pearl Street. Longtime faculty member Brendan Burchard graduated in 1960 and says it will be hard to say goodbye to the old building. It's set to be demolished to make way for green space, parking, and a perpetual adoration chapel.
You know, and it's going to be a tough building to bring down. It's pretty solid. And that'll be hard to watch for some of us old timers.
The first class graduated from Bishop Heelan High School in 1950. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. We'll have another update later this hour.